Welcome to today's episode of the Vine Resources Podcast Show. Thanks for joining me. My name's David Lawrence, and today we're talking about how to prioritize when everything is urgent. We often hear from speaking to the business to hiring managers when we ask the question, what's the most urgent priorities for you in your business right now? Sometimes it can be difficult to give a defined answer. Often it's easier to focus, of course, on one thing at a time where you've got the highest pain points and where perhaps the biggest bottlenecks are in the business. But it's often difficult sometimes to do that when you're being pressed by multiple stakeholders across the business. What can also be challenging is looking at those areas perhaps where there's the most pressing issue, the one that can deliver the results fastest and quickest for you. And that actually might save yourself or other team members from being overwhelmed to take on additional tasks and responsibilities, which often can create, if not recognized and addressed quickly, can create burnout in your existing team and existing people. So with so many demands going on, we just wanted to share with you just a few ideas, the basic things that you're probably already doing, but perhaps some things that you haven't thought for a little while, just to help you prioritize. And some of those things, firstly, we'll come on to now, is one of them is to create that single list. So often or not, the basics can be is to write down everything into a list format, maybe on a daily basis. I do it as well, but having a sheet of paper next to you where you've got that current list. Now you might use an online board, Trello, a Slack channel or something else to manage that, but going back to basics with a piece of paper is fantastic. And just even writing down what are the key priorities that you need to achieve that day to either alleviate those pain points that you've got in your business. Break down that list into time slots, time buckets. That could be just as much as down to a day, a week, a month, quarterly or yearly, although it can be quite often difficult to look at those further afield ones. But if you break those down into a much smaller chunk, you'll find that those quarterly and yearly ones are achieved if you can manage to do that as well. Identifying tasks that move you towards your objective is the next one. So looking at some of those tasks that you can help you achieve your high-end goals and those that won't, and just ensure that you advance towards those goals, always getting attention on the daily basics. So really, as I said, breaking it down, what's the overall objective for the end of the year? How can you break that down into that quarterly, that monthly, and back down to daily, as I just said as well. So have you considered tasks with those deadlines? Some tasks will have a specific can't miss deadline, and some will not. And really it's identifying those that are time limited with deadlines. Have you considered the impact of missing those deadlines, or how is the impact to other people around you? Sometimes you can make a judgment call just to spend time on those that are time bound and perhaps those that have high consequences if missed. And can you involve other people perhaps in the team to take on some of those tasks if not already passed on to them, or take some accountability with you as well? The next one, number four, is the question of importance versus urgency. This is obviously quite an important one to discuss because, again, important can be different from urgent, of course. So making sure you focus on tasks that are important and urgent. Some are important, but actually can wait and can be done later. And if they're not important or urgent at all, think about removing them from your to-do list. Again, other people's definition of important and urgent might not be the same as yours. And again, it's trying to understand which ones are actually absolutely key. Number five is focusing on one task at a time. Now, I'm actually quite bad at this. I tend to try to multitask, but often it becomes difficult because you can be, confusing, you're not focused, you're diluting your effort, you can be distracted and inefficient. And often or not, it's better to have almost like sprint cycles to focus on those tasks. Consider your list, pick the priorities, avoid distractions, and work on that exclusively. The other thing that I find effective, of course, is either turning off your phone, turning off your email, and you might be have a Teams or Zoom calls, but blocking that time, that calendar time, doing time blocks in your calendar and just focusing on that one task. And often or not, the other trick is if you've got difficult tasks to face, get on with them first thing in the morning. Don't leave them to the end of the day. Get through those first and you'll feel fantastic when that's achieved as well. Number six is don't be swayed by priorities of others. Often or not, you might also have priorities coming in that perhaps you've accepted blindly and you don't really understand what's going on in terms of why it's an important business requirement or business request for you to prioritize that. There's no harm in you pushing back and understanding what's the reason for that request, and perhaps what's the impact of that being delayed on other parts of the business. So sometimes it's worth just being able to push back and understand actually what's the impact of that, and can that be pushed back while you've got other more relevant tasks or important tasks that need to be achieved. Consider the effort required. So it's often working out, well, actually, how long is this going to take you to complete that task? Can you balance it with other tasks during that week? And is there any way that you can finally get some help and delegate that with other members of the team? So often or not, sometimes you can bring other people in. It may be part of other teams in the business that can spread that risk. You may be outsourcing it or providing that to third party or suppliers. Hope that's useful for you. Love to hear your feedback. Any tips or tricks that you use to try and prioritize when everything is urgent. And I look forward to speaking to you again soon.